Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
Tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Cafe Theatre.
This story was told by Julie Curtez in October 2009.
When I was 45 years young, not old like now, my life was again in turmoil. And I found a paper. With luck, you will have your second chance again. Just one important thing. When it comes, grab it. Don't let it fly away. And a few weeks later, I found my way to my first Toastmaster club. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what it is. And I found out that it's some club which meets twice a month and brings out the speaker from you. Mm-hmm. The first time I was there, I sat down and they told me to stand up and speak a minute. And I thought, no, how can I speak a minute and standing up? Why shouldn't I sit down? And why shouldn't I speak sitting? But this time I learned to speak, and I learned to enjoy it, and I gained confidence, and somehow my second chance came with my confidence. 30 years later, I was past 70, a long time ago, and I lived in Paris in a small dark house, alone, already for 7 years. And I felt more and more alone. Yes, I had the streets of Paris to walk, and I had my small camera to take photos of everything I have seen there and of people. And I had my website also. And through the web, I connected with lots of people, other photographers and other bloggers like me. But I wanted real, live, human contact. So when my son came to me and told me, my company sent me for 3 years to London, I told myself, no, or never. I'll change my life. I'll go with them. I will not remain here alone. It is easier said than done. In 23 years in the Paris Center and 7 years in that small dark house, belonging accumulate, lots of them. So I had more and more things, and my most important belongings were and still are my books. So for 3 months I took one book by one. Will I take this with me? Will I sell it? Will I just leave it somewhere? It was a big problem. Paris and London are a little bit near in miles, but they are very far in culture, language, So more I approached to the date, more I was afraid to go and to change my life. I was almost 74 by that time. So I told myself, anyway, now or never. So 18 July last year, I packed my Peugeot full. I stuffed there some last minute clothes and some books still, other books, and my family photos and my diaries, and off I went to the Eurotunnel. In the Eurotunnel, to give myself courage, I put a photo of me at age 5, when I had still all the courage, when I saw that all the life is there for me. And so I looked at this photo all the way from France to England, to UK. When I arrived, of course I lost my way. And it took me as much time to go from London to the flat where my family lived as it took me to go from Paris to the canal. And once I was there, I found out they invited me, of course, to stay with them as long as I didn't find something else. They didn't have a spare bed for me because they didn't move yet. And so my grandson slept on the floor a night and gave me his bed. But the next day I went to Elskirk and I found for 10 days a small, cheap hotel with a bumpy bed and a leaking bathroom. And I went to look for a room that I could afford. But who wants to live with an old woman? Almost all the people who wanted to share flats were young. And so one was already taken, the other was no more available. Finally, I had to move for a few weeks with my family. And I went to an agency near them and asked them to find me a cheap flat this time, to live alone. At that price, they showed me a flat near a garbage disposal, smelly. And then they showed me another flat near, behind the bus station, very noisy. And at the end, in a 3 weeks later, three very long weeks later, I have to tell you, they found me a beautiful, sunny, quiet flat where I live now. Finally, home. Now, what? Through the web and all the people I knew through web from Paris, I found out about meetup groups. There are thousands of meetup groups in London. Portrait meetup, book sharing meetup, all kinds of meetups. And I went from one to other as much as my energy let me go. And I went also to markets and festivals and St. Patrick's Day, Chinese New Year. I was everywhere. And going around and seeing the diversity of London, I felt a lot less alone. I didn't feel stranger anymore because we were all strangers somehow, at least those who I had seen. And the others accepted me somehow. But in December last year, I took a break. All the meetups took breaks. And I realized that I didn't know more people and I didn't really speak with people as I wanted before. It was almost end of January, in a very cold and slippery night, as you remember, perhaps from January this year, when I found my way back to my first Toastmaster club. The same kind of club I was 30 years before, the same that gave me confidence and listened to me then. Begin to listen to me, and I begin to listen to their stories. So finally I had connection, real connection with people. And in March, with my first speech, formal prepared 7-minute speech, I fall in love. I fall in love with the audience. I fall in love with their faces, with the noise, with accepting me. And then, like you are in love, I did the same thing. I dropped everything, all the meetups, all the festivals. And I concentrated everything on Toastmaster and learning better public speaking skills. Speaking, listening, connecting with people, going from club to club. There are 20 clubs, Toastmaster clubs in London only. I even got invited middle of London somewhere to one, and I went. While trying to study public speaking skills, I discovered the importance of personal storytelling. Personal storytelling? Where? Personal storytelling led me here to you. One can never know where a way, a path leads, but at any age, you can begin again.
For more stories, or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.